Robert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Ren Aaron joins us as we're talking Highlands, but we're talking Serve Day. Now, I'll go ahead and throw this out there. You're in the red. You got the red shirt on. I see this all the time, social media, some of my friends that attend Highlands. I mean, this is something that has been going on quite a bit, and you hear some of your buddies talk about it and say what they do and all that. So let's walk through everybody through it and what it is. Okay. So that way when they see the guys and girls that look like they're Alabama fans maybe working somewhere or doing something, that's not exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, I would be your example of not being the Alabama
there
fan.
You go. I like
right.
it.
The red shirts that we wear or that I wear, this is pretty much it for the year.
Right.
But yeah, church-wide, we put the red shirts on just for identification purposes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it actually, Serve Day started in 2007.
Okay.
Church of the Highlands here in Auburn launched then. So we got on board with Serve Day then. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on, I think this is our 18th year. For wow. a one-day big push Serve Day in Auburn.
That is hard to believe it's been since 07.
Yeah,
since,
07.
Since so. You guys came. And the reason I say that is because it takes me back to one of the gentlemen that I worked with before when he was in Birmingham doing his internship. That was, he went to the Highlands there. Mm-hmm. And he was a little upset that he had moved off and gone somewhere else whenever you guys came here. And I mean, I think he just missed the transition of being able to be a part of it. So I when I look back, I was like, I wonder how long they've been around. So there you go. So your history a little bit before we get into what everything's going to be taking place as far as Serve Day is concerned. You and I were talking. You come from that world that my entire family came from. And my dad says I was a smart one for getting out of it and not being a part of it. But I don't agree with that because I've said there's not a day goes by he doesn't miss it. So, but he's also enjoying retirement a little bit. But you were an educator slash coach slash you name it, you were part of it.
Yeah. So early in life, I actually coached my first team mm-hmm. when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
So my dad introduced me to the area of coaching, and I had high school coaches that were really involved in my life. So coaching was a natural mm-hmm. transition from like high school, college. And so I was actually coaching while I was in college at a high
wow.
school. So I've always been involved with the coaching and education world. So, mm-hmm. yeah. That's my background is all about sports.
Did that transition pretty easily into ministry and being able to serve people? Because I mean, you still serving kids whenever you're doing that. I mean, you're trying to do what's best for the young person that you may be overseeing.
Right, and you know, in education, it's some people define it like this, and I can get on board. People are our products because mm-hmm. That's who we're working with. That's what we, I guess, produce is products with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so with education, with sports, with ministry, we're really dealing with people the entire time. And as a person of faith, what drives me is our faith and my faith and helping people get to this next place in their life.
You know? That's awesome. Ren, Serve Day is here. It's going to be taking place this weekend, right?
This was Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday.
Actually,
so tomorrow. Goodness mm-hmm. gracious alive, already here. And I guess first question I must ask you is, can anybody participate in this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we have other ministries, other churches, people off the street. Auburn basketball will be participating with mm-hmm. us. So we have people that jump in and join, you know, this one-day push to serve our community and make it better.
Do the basketball players wear the red shirts?
You know, they do. And I've seen it, you know, it's a little painful for them as well, you mm-hmm. know, because we're all, of course, orange and blue.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They'll throw a red shirt on for a day and they'll jump in. And we've had over the years a lot of the athletic teams, we've had fraternities, sororities from Auburn University mm-hmm. jump in. So, yeah, we invite anyone to jump in.
Is it various projects that you do?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have over 50 projects tomorrow alone that we're aware of in the Auburn Opelika area. Mm-hmm. So we're serving Highlands. We do ministry, but one of the greatest joys we have is partnering with ministries and people who are doing it really well and just come beside them and give them a little bit of fuel to mm-hmm. what they do and make them known to people that we really love being able to do that in our community.
And this may be a dumb question, but is this something that across all the Highlands campuses, they will all be taking place on the same day?
Yes.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we have 26 campuses, two in Georgia mm-hmm. and 24 in Alabama, and everyone will be jumping in. And a conservative number of people, around 23,000 tomorrow, that will be, you know, donning their red shirts specifically through Highlands and serving the state of Alabama and serving over in Georgia as well. We, as of this year, we're aware of about 1,200 churches worldwide that will be jumping in tomorrow and just making a big push to make their communities better.
Is this just young people and up, or is this anybody, you know, if a family, if it's a family of four, mom and dad, they want to serve, but they've also got a 6 and 7 year old, they bring them with them to help, or do they leave them at home?
100% bring. We get in trouble if we leave them at home. So 100%. We have projects specifically designed for families and young kids. If they can walk, if they can take care of themselves a little bit, we've got things that they can do designed for them as well as their families. We love to see families serve together. When mom and dad and kids serve together, it sets the tone for what can happen as a family in the future.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It's a great teaching moment.
Yes. Teaching, responsibility.
Absolutely.
Seeing effects. I mean, it says here is Brian, and I'll give Brian Keeter a shout out because he always takes care of me whenever he sends me stuff. And it talks about some of the people that you're serving with, the hungry and the poor and foster families, widows, people with medical issues. I mean, this is, y'all aren't just showing up and raking a yard. Y'all are doing this to actually help somebody, it's not a photo op as much as it is you want people to be affected by this.
Absolutely. You know, the big picture is God puts purpose inside of everyone. Mm-hmm. There's a thing that I really do believe in. It's unique design. We're all given a purpose, and that purpose is really can be fulfilled in something like this. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to get, let me get off into this for just a second.
No.
We're designed.
This is your show today. You go right ahead.
You've given me this mic in this place. So, and just talking to you, man, you're so encouraging in this area. So the greatest need that a human has is really to make a difference in people. Like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the greatest thing that people can experience for physical and mental and spiritual health is to make a difference and to help someone out. I think our world is struggling because we've turned inward instead of outward. And I think the God design in everyone is to help someone else out. To be kind to people, and in turn, what that does, it makes a difference in our own life. So when people serve, there's something that they receive as they serve. Now, it's not all about them, but it's part of, I think, God's design in us. As we help others, we lift others up, then we ourselves, we also receive something, and that's a design thing.
That's very well said. So I've got to take a quick break. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Visiting with Wren, we're talking Church of the Highlands, talking Serve Day. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, back with more momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking with Wren. We're talking Church of the Highlands. All right, let's get to a couple of other things because I asked Brian to add some stuff. I know we got Serve Day that's taking place tomorrow, and that's going to be one of the biggest things of the year. But y'all aren't only open just one day a year to be able to do stuff. You're open, as I say, churches and hospitals and police stations and fire stations. It's a 365-day, 24-hour-a-day job because I'm sure, you know, when – people in need you from the congregation, they'll call you, and it doesn't matter what time it may be, just because they may need help, whether it be physically, spiritually, or anywhere up above. So, but you got a couple of different things coming up at the end of July. You got a Motion Student Conference. What is that?
Yeah, so we have one of the largest student gatherings of the year in Birmingham, the BJCC, and we'll have about 13,000 students that will gather there, and it's your typical student conference. We'll have speakers, we'll have worship, we'll have time when the students can sit down and talk through some things, but we put a lot of emphasis on that because it's right before school, and it gets kids maybe on the right track mindset right before school starts. So yeah, it's an incredible event.
When you have events like that, and you being a former educator, and you might as well say current educator because you got family that's in it now as well, all we ever hear bad stories about kids. Yeah. And so you get to see it's got to feel pretty good inside to be able to see 13,000 plus kids come together and behave and actually have a purpose.
Right.
Because it only takes that one that makes the news that everybody goes, see, the kids are terrible today. And that's just not true.
Yeah. You know, I think our world is in a place where you find what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for bad, you're mm-hmm. going to find bad. But mm-hmm. if you take an opportunity to look for good, you're going to find good. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, great stories come from conferences like that. I mean, you see kids come in. Some kids are, man, they're struggling. But mm-hmm. they can come in struggling and walk out with a little confidence, knowing who they are and knowing who God is. And it just gives them a little boost, you know, to move forward in life. Like, we've seen families change because mm-hmm. their kids change.
Yeah.
And so it's a catalytic event, you know, for families.
Well, and I'm sure it helps. Some of those kids that may be struggling to come in, they're hanging around the right peers now and maybe some of the peers they were with before.
Because we are who we hang around with. Mm-hmm. I don't care what age you are. Students are, I think adults, a lot of times we look at students and go, well, you need to have better friends. And literally that's for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like if we all become who we hang around. Mm-hmm. So students, absolutely. Absolutely.
I tell everybody, my dad tells a story all the time. A couple of things he says as an educator, he'd tell me, stories that he would tell people is, you know, parents had come up and my child doesn't do this, my child doesn't do that much. And he'd say, I tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. If you don't believe everything your child says about us up here, we won't believe everything that they say to us about you at the house. And number two, he would always tell me, and to this day he'll say this, is, you know, I ask him what he missed about being out of the school. He said the kids. He said everybody always gives kids a bad rap. He said, and they're resilient, and they want to do good. They
Absolutely.
Just need kind of the right push in the right direction.
Absolutely. There's no question. And, you know, with coaching, you get all varieties. And I coached, you know, a long time, mm-hmm. 25 years, and I coached three sports most mm-hmm. of the time. So I was around a lot of different kids. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, kids are kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the most challenging things about coaching is not dealing with the kids. Fill in the blank.
Yeah,
I mean, it's parents. I mean, you know, it's just it just is because kids they just want to succeed, have fun, mm-hmm. and be with a team, be with people. That's what they want to do.
Completely agree. As let's move on into August a little bit. 21 days of prayer.
Yeah.
I've seen this celebrated at various denominations/churches around, and even different times of the year. I've seen people celebrate this.
Yeah.
And but you guys make it a big thing between the 4th and 24th.
Yeah. So yeah, we do 21 days of prayer twice a year. Mm-hmm. In August, we really get after it and pray for harvest. Is a term that's used by a lot of people in a lot of different arenas, but spiritually, there's a lot of harvest that takes place along with crop harvest.
Yes,
it's just kind of an alignment, you know.
No, it is. I had the Lee County Extension on this morning. She was telling people when they needed to plant it.
And I mean, it's crazy how the design of the universe and everything, but God is so specific in harvest time, mm-hmm. and so our 21 days of prayer is really designed so that, you know, people, a faith harvest can take place in the lives of people. And we believe prayer sets the tone for that and really, you know, begins that.
And then Together Women's Conference, and this will take place in September.
Yes.
And hey, explain that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a gathering, a day and a half gathering for the women of Highlands, but it's not exclusive for people that go to Highlands. It's just a women's event. It takes place in a lot of our campuses around the state and mm-hmm. over into Georgia. So it's the time for women to gather, be encouraged, be refreshed, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we'll be doing that later on this year as well.
I'm sure they bend each other's ear a little bit on some of the struggles they may be dealing with.
Absolutely. And it's good that they can bend each other's ear.
Yes.
Because, yes,
yeah.
Amen. And our senior pastor, Chris Hodges, believes in so many, what we're mentioning are so many generations. He believes in generations from the students and below and all the way up through adults. And so our church wants to put effort into multiple generations mm-hmm. because it takes, I think, that to make our world a better place. And our senior pastor does an incredible job with that.
And this started with a lot of churches a few years ago, and I think this is great. It was not a thing when I was growing up, so I had to be introduced to it. Fall small group semester.
Yeah.
And anytime you start talking about small groups, I just think that this is, some people can be overwhelmed when they walk into a service and they may see a few hundred folks and they may feel like they're not being talked to, but that's the reason you do small groups. You can sit them down and go, hey, we really do care.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think our world has really moved into a space where people want more intimate mm-hmm. settings to talk about life and faith. And so that's small group. We use the terminology small group, mm-hmm. but there are so many churches doing incredible jobs with it that have different terminology for it. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the world of Sunday school, which yep. most people did. And that's Sunday school has an incredible place. Mm-hmm. But when you get outside a Sunday, get outside of a building, and you sit down and you begin to talk to people, I think real life can be discussed and faith can really be talked about. The guy standing behind you, we've been doing small group for probably 10 years. Mm. And so, yeah. So
it's amazing what you can learn from one another.
Absolutely. And I've learned a lot about Brian Keeter. And he's learned a lot about me.
Good, bad, and then
We won't go there. Yeah, this is not what
this is for. Not small group today.
Right.
Oh, man. I greatly appreciate it. You got serve day. That is tomorrow. Is it too late for somebody to call or to check in with you guys and say, hey, we'd love to help in some way or another?
No, it's not. And on our website, Church of the Highlands, there's easy ways to connect up there. We have a Dream Center mm-hmm. here in Auburn on Donahue. Yep. And it's open a lot. But today and tomorrow, it'll be open, you know, almost all day and all night, preparing for it, but oh, absolutely not. There's many ways to get involved. You can show up tomorrow morning at the Dream Center at 8 a.m. and we will help plug you into something mm-hmm. that's going on if you're interested in that. And I'm sure we didn't coin it, but to make a difference is a big, big thing in the world that we're in right now, because there's so many people that are hurting mm-hmm. that John Maxwell, he said that if you can add value to someone, then you can make the biggest difference in someone's life. So that's what it's really all about, is adding value to people and elevating them to a place where God can use them in incredible ways.
If you see a lot of men and women, as well as little kids running around with red and white shirts on tomorrow, give them a little honk or a hootie hoo and tell them how much you appreciate what they're doing for the community with Serve Day being tomorrow.
And just go and throw a war eagle at them just to erase that red, you know?
Better be kidding. I bet you got some Alabama fans in the
conversation. Oh, there's no doubt. And we love the Alabama fans. They'll wear the red tomorrow a little prouder than
normal. Sure they will.
Yeah. They'll come in church Sunday with them on.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool.
Ren, I appreciate it, man. Good luck tomorrow. You guys have a blast. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News next.